Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, June 17th, 2024, through Friday, June 21st, 2024. Monday, June 17th, 2024. Chicago woman sentenced to prison for participating in $16 million COVID relief fraud. Melissa Samokovic was sentenced to a year and a half in federal prison for participating in an organized scheme to fraudulently obtain more than $16 million in small business loans and grants under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Securities CARES Act. Samokovic was among seven defendants indicted in the U.S. District of Chicago for participating in a scheme that submitted more than 300 fraudulent applications seeking more than $40 million in benefits from the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, EIDL. Samokovic and her co-defendants claimed in their applications that they owned and operated various businesses in Illinois and Florida. The defendant's scheme caused the U.S. Small Business Administration to pay out more than $16 million in fraudulent benefits. Samokovic personally submitted and assisted co-defendant Marco Nikolic in submitting 18 of fraudulent applications that sought more than $2.6 million in benefits. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, June 18, 2024. Las Vegas woman sentenced to prison for $1 million Medicaid fraud scheme. Henrietta Binford was sentenced to 10 months in prison and ordered to pay $1,250,223.39 in restitution for defrauding the state of Nevada's Medicaid healthcare benefit program by falsely billing for services not provided. According to court documents and admissions Binford made in court, from January 2017 to August 2017, she devised and executed a scheme to defraud the state of Nevada's Medicaid program. In connection with Binford's application to enroll her company, Shepherd's Heart Services, as a medical provider, she did not disclose her criminal history, including prior misdemeanor and felony convictions. As a result of her false statements on the application, Shepherd's Heart Services was enrolled in the Nevada Medicaid program. As part of her scheme, Binford submitted false bills to Nevada Medicaid for services, including counseling services and training, not rendered. In total, Nevada Medicaid paid Shepherd's Heart Services in excess of $1 million for services not provided to patients. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, June 19, 2024. Five plead guilty in multi-million dollar conspiracy to launder computer fraud proceeds offshore to Chinese companies. Five defendants have pleaded guilty to a total of 35 counts of conspiracy to commit concealment money laundering, and structuring. Each faces up to 20 years in prison for each count of money laundering and conspiracy to commit money laundering, and up to 10 years imprisonment for each count of structuring. According to the plea agreements and other court documents, Christian Rodriguez, labor, recruited Jihad William Morales, Michael Gabriel, Robert Vasquez, Gonzalez Rodriguez, and George Ivan Ortez Buell to incorporate fake businesses in Florida and open business accounts in Deltona and Orlando. Unnamed conspirators hacking into the computer systems of small businesses throughout the country would then direct wire transfers to the fake businesses in Florida. Labor, Morales, Robles Vasquez, Gonzalez Rodriguez, and Ortez Buell then transferred some of the funds to various regions of China. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, June 20th, 2024. Former CEO, CFO, and COO of Cred LLC charged with alleged multi-million dollar cryptocurrency-related wire fraud conspiracy. Daniel Schatt, Joseph Podolka, and James Alexander were charged with wire fraud conspiracy and related crimes in connection with their respective roles in an alleged scheme to defraud customers and investors in Cred LLC, allegedly causing losses of customer cryptocurrency assets with a market value that may have exceeded $780 million. CRED, a San Francisco-based financial services firm that specialized in making investments in cryptocurrencies, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on November 7, 2020. The charges against the defendants are set out in two separate indictments. According to the indictments, Schatt was CRED's co-owner and chief executive officer, Podolko was CRED's chief financial officer, and Alexander was CRED's chief capital officer. CRED was founded in 2018 by Schatt and another individual and provided financial services to holders of cryptocurrency and other assets. The indictments allege that no later than March 2020, the defendants began making false and fraudulent statements to customers and investors of CRED's lending and investing practices. According to the indictment, at the time CRED collapsed and filed for bankruptcy, its customers suffered losses of cryptocurrency assets with a market value of $150 million at the time of the bankruptcy and a maximum market value of over $783 million since the date of the bankruptcy. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, June 21st, 2024. Retired Navy Admiral and business executives arrested for bribery scheme. A retired four-star Navy Admiral and two business executives were arrested on criminal charges related to their roles in a bribery scheme that involved a U.S. government contract. As alleged in an indictment, Robert Burke oversaw naval operations in Europe, Russia, and most of Africa, and commanded thousands of civilian and military personnel. Yanchul Kim and Megan Messenger, both of New York, are the co-CEOs of a company, Company A, that provided a workforce training pilot program to a small component of the Navy from August 2018 through July 2019. The Navy terminated a contract with Company A in late 2019 and directed Company A not to contact Burke. Despite the Navy's instructions, Kim and Messenger then allegedly met with Burke in Washington, D.C. in July 2021 in an effort to reestablish Company A's business relationship with the Navy. At the meeting, the charged defendants allegedly agreed that Burke would use his position as a Navy admiral to steer a sole-source contract to Company A in exchange for future employment at the company. They allegedly further agreed that Burke would use his official position to influence other Navy officers to award another contract to Company A to train a large portion of the Navy with a value allegedly estimated to be triple-digit millions. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th Edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.